Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast of July 18th through the 24th. So we are still under the influence of a very potent and powerful full moon in Capricorn. That was last Wednesday, July 13th, and the energy of that is still unfolding as Cancer season comes to an end. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to Cancer season ending. Nothing against any Cancers out there, but this season has definitely been a rough one. I have felt it very, very much. And I will say this, it has been incredibly healing. I have come to the realization of a lot of things that are necessary to understand, and I feel a lot lighter as we're heading towards the end of Cancer season, but it has been a little heavy for my Capricorn self. So we will experience the shift in seasons this week, and I'm curious to see how Cancer season has been for all of you. I have received actually a lot of feedback of how this Cancer season has been and how last week's full moon in Capricorn has been for a lot of you. So it's always exciting for me to read your messages, because it's one thing for me to live the astrology in my life and understand what it's doing to my chart, because I know what my chart looks like. Of course, I have clients that I work with, and we're constantly looking at the energy of the moon, of every aspect that's happening in the cosmos. But for those of you who just follow me on social media, listen to this every week, it's really nice when you send me messages and you let me know what's going on. So it's exciting for an astrologer. This is feedback for us, right? This is how we learn. We learn as much from books and courses and teachers, but nothing compares to having people's real life examples, you know, to see how a particular aspect unfolds and manifests. So thank you to all of those who have messaged me, and those who haven't, feel free to share your experiences. Okay, so we begin the week, Monday, July 18th, with Mercury in Cancer directly opposite of Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. Mercury, the planet of communication, thought, is in the sign of Cancer. We are thinking about what is for our well-being in the long run. What do we need from people and our life to feel at home, to feel taken care of, to feel nurtured, right? So I had someone in a class share that she is seriously really thinking about and reconsidering what it is that she needs from life and her career to feel well. And so this is what Cancer season calls us to do, to think about the foundations and the bases of our lives and decide whether they still fulfill us, feed our soul in the way that they did in the past. And most likely, more often than not, we are all experiencing this transformation, this shift, and this change because Pluto, the planet of transformation, is involved. So Pluto wants us to look at the foundation, at the base of our lives, exactly for what it is, to be absolutely honest with it, and see if that still fits our life right now, right? And be very honest about what our comforts are, and if those comfort zones are still something that are helping us grow. So we are experiencing Mercury, the way we think, being transformed, all right? So Mercury opposite of Pluto can manifest in deep insight into our emotional motivations and causes. It can really, and I don't know about you, but Mercury in opposition to Pluto in terms of an aspect perfects on Monday, July 18th. But this is an aspect that has been very, very active since the Monday before the full moon. So since July 11th, this is something that we have been working through. This last weekend of July 16th and 17th, Mercury came together with the sun. There was something that was illuminated, or that continues to be illuminated, as part of that manifestation of that full moon in Capricorn. So on Monday, July 18th, this recognition, this aha moment is simply crystallizing, is simply becoming clear. So be mindful, because a Mercury-Pluto opposition can also manifest in not allowing oneself to feel in order to be strong, right? So I'm not going to allow myself to feel anything. I'm not going to allow myself to let go of this thing that I know no longer serves me, because I have to be strong, because I have to remain in what I know, because this is what I know. I have to remain in a commitment for the sake of commitment. When we look at Capricorn energy is really beautiful in that it is committed, it is dutiful, it has a sense of integrity. But one of the biggest lessons for anyone with strong Capricorn placements is that we tend to find ourselves at least once in our life, in a significant way, commit to something or someone for the sake of commitment, even though it doesn't align with us at a spiritual level. And so Pluto right now is transforming the things that we are committed to so that we can be spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically, because Pluto is the planet of depth psychology, so that we can be liberated in every one of those ways in our lives. So not allowing ourselves to feel in order to remain strong is only going to manifest in anxiety, in resentment, in some depression, because we are not allowing this truth that is unfolding for us really do what it needs to do, which is teach us and show us and catalyze some kind of change in our lives, okay? So, on the other hand, this is incredible willpower and intellect. So, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, really great days for negotiations, really great days for signing contracts, but you have to be clear about what you are wanting from any type of negotiation. You have to be clear about what you are bringing to the table. You have to be clear about what you want. If you come to some kind of agreement, some kind of contract signing this week, it can be really significant. But you have to stand firm in something that feels honest to you, okay? Be mindful of the self-criticism. And most importantly, pay attention on if you are fixated on the struggle or fixated on the past, right? You all know the phrase, the struggle is real. The struggle is real, right? We tend to express that at a time in which we're doing something and it feels very hard. But we keep moving in the direction of whatever it is that we're involved in. But there's a little bit of a fixation in the struggle. And it's almost as if we're fixated on the struggle, then the struggle makes whatever it is that we're involved in that much more worth it. Be mindful of that. Because we want to make sure that we're coming from a place of love and not from a place of fear and lack. We want to make sure that we are embarking on the things we're embarking on from a place of abundance, and not from a place of, I have to prove something to someone. On another note, the fixation on the struggle can be, have you been fixated? Have you been stuck in the victimhood mode, right? Have you been in victim mode and been stuck to thoughts and stories and ideas of the past? Or have you been stuck to ideas and stories that don't necessarily have to do with you in order for you to avoid the emotional depth and insight that this Cancer energy and Pluto energy are inviting us to dive into? Look, this energy is inviting us to go deep. It's inviting us to look at our shadow. It's inviting us to understand it. That requires time. That requires presence and intention with ourselves. I've caught myself several times thinking about things of the past. I've caught myself just noticing how when something deep and emotional wants to come up, what do? I've picked up my phone and I've started scrolling, and immediately, especially within the last couple of weeks, I've said, oh my God, I do this, and I do this a lot. And I realized that that is, I don't know, a coping mechanism to not have to dive deeply into my stuff. And so what do? How do I hold that observation about myself? How do I begin changing the habits, right, of not reaching for my phone as soon as something uncomfortable comes up for me? I didn't realize I was doing that as often as I did it until I started being much more present with myself, especially lately. And I thought, oh my God, I do that so much. But that's okay. So I am much more aware of these things now. And what am I going to do to move in a different direction and to be present with myself? Okay. So Monday, July 18th are good days for profound conversations. So if you have a therapy or a coaching session, great days for that. Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday are also really great days. This is a really great week for those downloads, those aha moments, because again, the whole week we're still under the influence of that full moon. Like I mentioned earlier, great day for negotiations. Be direct, know what you want, and know what matters to you. Be mindful that difficult conversations might present themselves. So between you and someone you're in relationship with, because everyone is wanting to speak from their heart. Everyone is wanting to speak what they feel. And so if that's the case, understand that especially because the moon is transiting the sign of Aries both Monday and Tuesday, people are going to be concerned with the self, with the I. This is what I feel. This is what I need. This is what I want. This is what I need from you. This is what I need from this job. So when you're aware of the fact that the moon is transiting Aries, it's a fire sign, then we have a lot of energy in Cancer. People can be on edge and rather emotional. All right. Finally, on Monday, July 18th, Venus, the planet of relationships, the planet of money, balance, enters the sign of Cancer and remains there till August 11th. Obviously, as the weeks move on, we're going to be talking about Venus and Cancer and her connections to the rest of the zodiac. But Venus and Cancer, in a nutshell, represents how we nurture ourselves. It is the energy and quality of being protective, self-protective, cautious, romantic. And we're going to see a lot about our attachment styles, especially once Venus gets to the latter part of her transit to Cancer, because she's going to oppose all of the Pluto energy. So you want to pay attention to what has unfolded for you, especially from July 13th through this week, because in a few weeks, Venus is going to transit the same degrees, is going to do exactly the same thing that the Sun and Mercury are doing now. So pay attention, because I'm going to mention when Venus does that in a few weeks, and you're going to be able to tie some of the themes, right? So if you're not sure what this full moon means for you, it's okay. It's still unfolding. It still has a few weeks for all of these lessons to really make sense to all of us completely. Take notes. Write in your journal. Come back to your journal in a few weeks, okay? You'll thank me later. Tuesday, July 19th, the Sun in Cancer opposes the Sun in Pluto. The Sun in Cancer opposes Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. So the same thing that Mercury did on Monday, the Sun does on Tuesday. So this is an interplay between the shadow and the ego. So the Sun represents our ego. The Sun represents our vitality, our identity. Ego is not bad. It's just who we are in this lifetime. And then Pluto represents the shadow. So the opposition between those two, it's the interplay of the shadow and the ego. It's us standing in front of our shadow, understanding what's coming up. How am I holding on to a relationship that is expired? How am I holding on to certain coping mechanisms? How are those coping mechanisms keeping me from understanding myself at a profound level? If I know that this place that I live in no longer feels like home to me, why do I keep holding on to it? How can I begin to create something that allows me to move in a different direction? So, and far more than just making a decision to do things differently, I think we're being given the opportunity to look at the shadow of why we hold on to these things that we clearly know are no longer working, right? So I'm sure this was this full moon and the events leading up to this, to it, they were very direct. They were very forceful. So we are very much being shown our shadow, how we hold on to it. And we're not being shown our shadow just so that we can see a different part of ourselves. We're being shown our shadow because we're being shown what no longer works. Right now, this opposition between the Sun and Pluto also reinforces the capacity to focus on what is important. If we're being shown our shadow, and that shadow shows us how we remain stuck emotionally, spiritually, right? When we remain stuck in a space, and we're trying to manifest other things in our lives, we don't manifest because we keep holding on to stagnant energy, okay? Please understand that. It's not so much about just saying, yeah, you know, this is just the dynamic between my family and I, and that's just how things work. But on the other hand, you're trying to manifest a relationship. You're trying to manifest a career that is rewarding. You're trying to manifest all of these other things. What you have to realize is that if your attention is being brought to the shadow side of your family dynamics, that energy needs to be cleared in order for you to manifest all of these other things you want to manifest. That's how these things work, okay? Now, this is also energy of psycho-spiritual death and rebirth. This is definitely a death and rebirth. That's why we are noticing our attachment to the things we know we need to change. It highlights a little bit of our obsessive behavior. It highlights a little bit of how we feel attached to a lot of different things. So pay attention, okay? On the other hand, a Pluto connection to the Sun can also be intense enthusiasm and drive. It can be things coming to light, opportunities presenting themselves that can be life-changing, okay? So, Wednesday, July 20th, we have the Moon in Taurus sextile Venus in Cancer. Venus just entered Cancer. The Moon is in Taurus. This is a really great energy for a little bit midweek TLC, right? So, with the first 2 days of the zodiac, with the first 2 days of the week, we have the Moon transiting Cancer with these very potent aspects. Thank goodness for Wednesday, because Wednesday gives a softer energy. The Moon is in Taurus, Venus is in Cancer. This is all about how we want to take care of ourselves. So a midweek massage after work, totally, totally in line with that, totally on brand. You know, going out for yummy food, getting a facial, yoga, breathing exercises, anything that calms the nervous system, anything that just feels good to you is very, very supported by this Wednesday energy. Now, this is also a great night for a romantic date night or dinner with friends, because this isn't just physical TLC. This is also about what makes you feel at home? What makes you feel nurtured? What makes you feel taken care of? And sometimes certain people's companies are what allow us to do that, okay? What allow us to feel that. So, on Thursday, July 21st, the same Moon in Cancer is then going to move towards a conjunction to Mars, Uranus, and the North Node. So, You want to take advantage of giving yourself a little TLC, a little R&R in whatever way you can. I understand it's the middle of the week. It's kind of hard to do that, but try to book it in some way, somehow. Even if you don't go somewhere, try, you know, just taking a bath or whatever it is that nourishes your soul and calms the nervous system, definitely fit it in. Because come Thursday, the moon coming together with Mars, the planet of action, Uranus, the planet that essentially destabilizes, and the North Node, which is energy of growth and expansion, that's a lot of movement. That's a lot of movement. And because Taurus is the sign of the senses, the sign of the body, we can feel a little wiry. We can feel like we're being spread too thin. We can feel a little anxious. Our nervous system can definitely feel wired. So make sure that you're grounding. Make sure that you're really taking care of yourself. On the other hand, the moon transiting, especially Uranus in the North Node, can give us a lot of energy and can sharpen our intuition. So the best way to take care of all of this, or the best way to take advantage of this energy, is to focus on what matters. Be mindful of what you're giving your time, energy, and effort to. This has the potential to take that what could be anxious energy and instead have it be directed intentional energy. So instead of having you feel like you're being spread too thin, instead of that, you feel energized, you feel empowered, okay? You want to be mindful of not falling into drama, especially because of the Moon-Mars-Uranus connection. So whenever the Moon comes together with Mars, it can be like, people can be very touchy. They can be very on edge. And even though it's in Taurus and it's Earth energy, Mars energy is still Mars energy, and the Moon is emotional. So people can be a little bit on edge. So be mindful of your words. If someone is on edge with you, just understand that we're all going through a couple of heavy things, all right? This is a great day to move. I mean, if you're someone who tends to move on a daily basis, great, good for you. But because of all of this Uranus-Mars energy, which is of movement, which is of fast-paced energy, which is of the nervous system, you're going to want to at least go for a walk, go for a run, go for a swim, yoga, anything that allows you to release any pent-up energy. Friday, July 22nd, we begin Leo season. So Leo season gives us a shift. We go from heavy Cancer water energy to fire energy. We go from the moon's energy to the sun's energy. So Leo season is the season in which all of our natal suns, regardless of the sign what sign we are, we want to shine. And Leo season focuses on our innate strengths, on the light that we give simply by being ourselves to the rest of the world. There's going to be a highlight on our passions, on love, on our expression, creative expression, talents. So this is the evolution of consciousness of who we are as individuals. And think about it. Think about the heavy Cancer season we've had that has had us go within, delve within. And now that we have a greater understanding of what's beneath the surface of us, here comes Leo season and saying, how does your identity, how does your ego shine based on what you learned about yourself from within, right? This is the beauty of understanding astrology from a holistic perspective, that the signs follow each other in the order that they do on purpose. So the best way for Leo energy, the best way for our natal sun to be expressed in the world is in the most genuine way, is by getting to know ourselves in a profound way first. That's what Cancer does, and Cancer is the sign that comes right before Leo, okay? And look, Friday, not only do we enter Leo season, but the moon enters the sign of Gemini. So this is a great evening because a moon in Gemini wants to socialize, wants to go out, wants to exchange information with other people, wants to shine. So Friday, not only is it a great day or evening for socializing and going out, but it's also a great interview day, right? You are showing off who you are and you're communicating that. You're communicating all of this information about who you are. Friday is a beautiful day for that. Saturday, July 23rd, we have Mercury in Leo, trine Jupiter in Aries. I skipped this. So I forgot to mention that Mercury enters Leo on Tuesday, July 19th and remains there till August 4th. So on Saturday, July 23rd is the first aspect that we have to Mercury in Leo, and that is a trine to Jupiter in Aries. On the one hand, I think that this is going to be a big news, big announcements, big celebrations. So it'll be interesting what unfolds throughout the week and what unfolds that weekend on an individual basis for all of you, but also on a collective basis. Furthermore, this Mercury in Leo trine Jupiter in Aries is energy of extroversion, is energy of showing off a little bit. Let's show off who we are, right? Just be mindful of an inflated ego. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Aries is the sign of the I am. This is who I am. This is what I want. Leo is look at me. Look at me shine in all of my glory. Be mindful of simply being who you are or coming from a place of arrogance, right? Finally, Sunday, July 24th, we have Venus in Cancer create a square to Jupiter in Aries. This can actually be a conversation that is had or something that comes up that finally snaps you out of something and you break free from old fears, from old patterns, especially from old attachments, right? This is an invitation to be you. This is an invitation to lean into the thing that you know scares you a little bit, but you know can also liberate you, can also give you the permission to simply be yourself. This aspect calls for independence, not for holding on to past patterns, especially in relationships. Okay, so it's a great week, I feel. There's a lot more movement. We begin to move more on the outside, hopefully with the wisdom of what Cancer season taught us, right? Cancer season has taught us a lot. It has been a significant one. And now that Leo season is coming, we are meant to express from a place of love, from a place of wisdom, from a place of understanding and growth. Allow the full moon energy to still unfold for you. Allow it to still bring things up for you that are of significance, okay? Don't fall into the trap of thinking that just because the full moon was last week that that was it. No, we're going to feel the energy of this full moon still unfold. Take advantage of that. Lean into it. Surrender to the energy. Learn from it. Become wiser from it. And most importantly, especially as we enter Leo season, lean much more into love. Leo is the energy of love, of the heart. So, how do you love yourself? And from that, how do you then emanate the love that you want to see in the world? Have a beautiful week.